Hello world, I am back. This is your girl Ocean with Autism Moms Umbrella Podcast, episode 7. So today, I want to talk about Princeton's behavior as far as attitude. He's developed this little attitude and I'm still working on trying to figure out the best solutions to resolve this behavior, but it's becoming worse. And I'm such a big softy for my kid, but he has to stop this now because it's starting to affect him outside of home as well. So he does this thing. If he can't get his way, he wants to physically destroy stuff, throw things. He folds his arms, he stumps his feet, and he goes, no. And that's a big problem because if mommy says to do it, it has to be done and it's for a reason. So we went to a restaurant and he's like, no, and no, 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 and shaking his finger and arms across, and he throws a fit. Now, if I could, now to take it back to about age 1 is when I discovered the rage, but with everything that was going on and us not really knowing what his diagnosis was at the time, I just thought it was just cranky baby behavior. So he has cleaned tables before, just wiped everything off because he was frustrated because things wasn't going his way. So he's going off 4 now, and I know that toddlers develop their own little personality, but it's becoming to the point now where he feels like he can destroy things and not listen to me and do what he wants to do anyway. And I have yet to figure out the best way to discipline him. I could take his things away and he'll lay down for a minute. I turn my back, he's back in there playing with it. So, moms, I am in dire need of some options. I don't know what to do. Like stated in a prior episode, taking away his snack time and turning off the TV from cartoons or taking away any little activity that he wants to do seems to not be working. And I don't want to whoop his little butt, but sometimes I may spank his little hand or lightly pop his little butt. I'm like, no, you can't do that. And he'll look at me. He'll nod his head like, okay, I understand. But then he turns around and he does it again. So I don't want this to be effective behavior in the long run. I don't want him to feel like he could run over me and control me or his other guardians or parents. I don't want him to feel like he can go to school and have that type of mentality where he can do what he wants to do and he can tell someone and mouth and finger off no and stump around with his arms crossed. So I do a lot of research. I'm always on Google or Pinterest or asking the doctors, but I want to hear from moms who experience this. Like, how do you guys get over the behaviors? How do you go about discipline? I really, 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 really need to figure this out because this is becoming terrible. Earlier today, like, I noticed when he's sleepy, he's a little bit more cranky and outraged, and he began to throw things. I'm like, okay, now you can't throw the toys into the wall, you know what's going on. So he starts to rub his eyes. I'm like, okay, you're sleepy. So I thought to myself, well, okay, I'll let him play himself out. But then he started to fuss and whine, and I couldn't use the restroom. He kept bursting in on me. He wanted me to hold him. I'm like, okay, he's sleepy. So he goes back in the room. He starts back playing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to let him tire himself out. Just play until he passes out. So he starts to chunk the toys. He started hitting me with the toys. I'm like, okay, Princeton, you're like extremely sleepy. We got to stop playtime. You have to take a nap. And he stomps. He goes, no, 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 no. And he crosses his arms and he hits at me. I say, no, Princeton, don't hit your mom. Don't do that. No, 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 no. Stomps and hits me again. So at this point, I kind of grabbed him like, hey, no, that's not right. You don't hit mommy. Don't hit me. And he cried and he hit me again. And I'm like, okay, Prince, I said, I'm going to spank your butt. Once I told him I was going to spank his butt, he was like, no, no, okay, okay. He laid down. So I started to put up the toys, and he just went into this little rant and rave. He was so upset. And I get to the point where I don't know what to do in that instance, because I don't want him to be upset or sad, but I need him to understand what I'm trying to get him to do. He has to do it. So please, moms, at oceanbailey@gmail.com. That's oceanbailey@gmail.com. I'm actually going to incorporate a phone number where you guys can actually contact me. I want to get you guys on the actual podcast so everyone else can hear what you're sharing, what you're sharing with me, versus me trying to repeat what you told me verbatim, or trying to scroll through emails as I'm recording. If other listeners can listen to our conversation, that'll be great. But I am in like dire need to figure out disciplinary actions. I'm not one of those moms who believes in just absolutely beating their kids, but I don't really think that'll help with the spectrum that he's on. I want him to grasp the understanding of, no, that's not right, you can't do that, and listening to your mom. So I don't know. I really, really need help, guys. Please reach out to me. That's oceanbailey@gmail.com. And just let me know some ways that I can work towards him understanding me better. I'm also going to continue to reach out to therapists and keep doing research to understand his mind and what he's going through at that particular point. Does he feel like I'm being aggressive, or is he just being a bratty 3-year-old, or is it just something that he's simply not understanding due to the condition? So if you moms, please, please, please reach out to me. Let me know something. Help me out. Give me the best options. If there are any websites or any information where you guys read it from somewhere, you can shoot me that in my email as well. And that is all I have for today. It's a very light episode. I'm still working on some things in the background and still trying to incorporate things so that I can expand my podcast. It's really important and pivotal to me that you guys reach out to me so that I'm aware of who's actually listening, who wants to participate, and how I can grow the podcast with my audience. I really want to get to know everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a mom or not. If you're just a supporter and you're listening to my podcast, reach out to me at my email. That's oceanbailey@gmail.com. oceanbailey@gmail.com. And just reach out to me. And if you guys have any tips or tools, please. Or if you just want to ask me a question, or you just want to give me some insight or advice, I am open to that. Like I said, you do not have to be an autism mom. If you are an audience member and you're listening and you feel like you can help me grow, please give me that criticism. I want it. I want to get involved with my audience members because I am slightly growing. And I am excited about that, being fairly new to the podcast world. So please interact with me, please. I'm not all the way 100% confident yet, guys. I'm still nervous and get the jitters and just trying to make sure that I can incorporate myself more. So please contact me, guys. And like I stated before, I am definitely going to get a hotline phone number so that you guys can actually call me and I can speak with you guys, and the other members can hear what you guys have to say as well. So reach out, and thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for sharing my podcast link. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much. Thanks for helping my audience expand. And thanks for continuing to listen and getting my plays up. That's all I have for today. Thank you. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Ocean with Autism Moms Umbrella Podcast, and I am checking in with you guys after a long week of getting some things taken care of, and I'm so excited to fill you guys in. So I have gotten Princeton down packed with his morning potty routine. Kudos to that. And now I'm working on trying to get him to potty throughout the day and potty at night. So I'm working on him not drinking anything after 9 o'clock, just to try to get him trained and get his body acclimated to, hey, you know, I'm going to urinate this last time before I go to sleep and that's it. So I'm proud of him for that. I also got some more tips and insightful information on disciplining him. We've been going through the process of trying to get him ready for pre-K, and we had an evaluation, I want to say, Thursday or Friday of last week, and it went great. It went very well. I got a lot of helpful information. The ladies were so nice. They actually suggested that I do timeout corners with a timer. And since he's going to be 4 in 2 weeks, I put him in timeout for 4 minutes. And if he hasn't adjusted his behavior within those 4 minutes, we do 4 more minutes. And I tried it and it actually worked. So we're getting it figured out. We're making improvements. We are getting better. I want to spend time on the topic of just a lot of different things that have occurred being an autism mom and how I'm dealing with certain things as far as trying to date now and the behavior change in that. It's actually going pretty well. I've been dating now for almost 6 months. It'll be 6 months in December. And I've gotten a lot of support. My partner is very, very supportive. And I'm grateful for that. That also helps me with trying to get him adjusted and acclimated when I'm unavailable to do things. Say if I'm sleeping or I have to work or I'm just not available, my partner comes through and through 100%. So I'm thankful for that. And I want to know how you moms feel about dating, whether it's your husband, your wife, if it's the biological parent, or if it's someone who has stepped in as a guardian. How did that change your life, and is it helpful? It's definitely helping me, and I really admire the relationship that they have. It's beautiful, and I'm so excited about that. And just him learning from another perspective is great, because I'm learning about myself in another perspective in the eye of someone who loves me just as much as they love him. And it's beautiful. I like it. I like it a lot. And I'm hoping we can continue to grow and flourish and their relationship deepens and it becomes more beautiful, because it's very helpful to me. And it's sweet. It's really cute. It's really cute. And I'm excited for it. I also wanted to just touch on the excitement about next year in Princeton starting pre-K mid-January. Everything has been going so great. I have just been here and there and everywhere trying to get things done. And it's becoming a lot easier for me. And I'm very grateful. But it's still some challenges here and there, which is normal. And I don't think a challenge will slow me down any more than the challenges that I have already endured. I'm just glad that things are gradually coming together and things are becoming better and he's making progress. I'm really excited about January 2020 and this new endeavor with him going to elementary school. I'm very, very, very excited because he's becoming a big boy. He's communicating more and better, so I'm understanding things a whole lot better. But like I said, there are still some challenges that I'm working on. He's currently regressing with his physical portion. His hips were unaligned and he was originally diagnosed with hypotonia, and I'm starting to see his foot going back in and his hip is back out of place. So I'm here at the point now where I'm like, okay, so now I have to try to figure out how to get him back in physical therapy and just make and arrange some time around therapy and school, because they both are very important. But I'm looking to do so much more within the community. I'm hoping that I can get an autism walk started sometime in the spring of next year in my city locally. And if any of you guys want to come to the city and be involved or help out or anything, please email me at oceanbailey@gmail.com. Communicate with me, contact me, give me some tips, some tools, or if you just want to work with me, that'll be awesome. Like I stated, this podcast is just to become one with each other and unite and be like a big family. Just become a big family and we all help each other through everything. I'm really like ecstatic about next year. I have this vision and I'm mapping things out and planning things and I'm going all in, elbow grease, feet, toes, ankles, I'm all in and excited about this endeavor. And I really want you guys to communicate and reach out to me because I'm looking to start these luncheons and picnics and things of that nature with spring coming up next year. I think that'll be a great time of the year for us to just gather and have fun and meet each other and learn more about each other and share success stories with our autism families and things that we've accomplished and things that we may can overcome together as a family and a community. And I'm just going to do the best that I can to keep you guys posted and updated. And I really want you guys to reach out and share ideas. Like I said, my email address is oceanbailey@gmail.com. Princeton's birthday is December 4th, so I'm looking to do something really fun with him. I'm not sure what we're going to do yet because Princeton has two cavities. And I don't know where they come from. He doesn't eat candy. He's a milk, water, and juice drinker, but he has a balance between the three, and he drinks more water than anything, and we brush his teeth, so I am not really sure where those cavities come from, and he does have to have those filled on my birthday, which is December 3rd, so I'm not really sure how he's going to be feeling on his birthday. I know we won't have cake and ice cream because of the fillings, but we're definitely going to celebrate him and his accomplishments because I am so proud of him. He's becoming such a big boy. And I'm just ecstatic about all of the progress that has happened along the way and me being busy and involved and going to the meetings and things of that nature. We also have another meeting coming up on his birthday as well. I'm going to fill you guys in on that information that I received from the people that I'll be meeting with as far as trying to get him a curriculum and an IEP and just where he is right now with his diagnosis. I'm also excited to say this is the last episode for season one. I may extend it out until December and just come back fresh January 2020 with season two. I'm not really sure just yet. But I think I've filled you guys in on everything I needed to fill you guys in on as far as season one. I'm definitely going to do a special edition for his birthday. So yeah, I really think this just may be the last episode for season one. I'm not definite on that yet, but I will have special episodes here and there just to fill you guys in on things that may occur in between the time of season one and two. And I just want to thank you guys so much for helping my audience expand. With this being new to me and me being new to the podcast community, I'm so grateful for the expansion that is becoming with the podcast. And I want to continue to grow and be helpful. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out to listen to me and being supportive. And there are more things to come and on the way. Thank you. Mwah.